Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Today we're on part 30 of I Have God's Life Living in You. God's life living in people makes them aware and makes them know the things that they're supposed to do on a daily basis. The Lord tells us that we are to be obedient to Him. And His Word tells us to obey those that have the rule over you, and also to be diligent and vigilant in His work. That doesn't mean reading newspapers, coloring books, or watching television programs, or anything like that. It means that there's 6 or 7 billion people out there that are lost, and that people, if they feel that there's nothing to do, the Lord says, one of the things that the Lord tells us to do is pray unceasingly. And a lot of people attempt to do that on a daily basis. They like to maybe set alarm clocks and so that they can be warned every hour to pray unceasingly. It's a very hard thing to do because they want to make sure that the Spirit of God doesn't leave them. But there are some people that don't even pray at all, that call themselves Christians, and that's a disobedient thing as well. For the Lord says, pray always, pray without ceasing, the Word of God says. And so, you know, that when there's, especially when there's trouble and people refuse to pray to God, they just feel that God, the Word God, Jesus, is in the Word of God, and the things that are said in the Word of God are just nothing. It doesn't mean anything at all. And one of the things that people really don't pay much attention to is to obey those that have the rule over them and to be diligent. So we pray that people will understand that having God's life in them, if God's life is in you, then you're not breaking any of His commandments whatsoever, because God doesn't break His commandments. Our life is supposed to be dead, and His life is supposed to be rolling on with us. And if He is, He's not reading funny papers or in a coloring book. Did you ever see in the scriptures where the Lord was coloring in coloring books? That's for little children. It says that when you're a child, Paul said that he played with childish things, but when he grew up, when he became a Christian, then he began doing things that were godly. Things that the Lord says to do in His Word. And then there's people that ignore the people that have the rule over them. To the ones that are rulers, tell them what's going on in the world and what they're supposed to do. And then when people when the people that call themselves Christians ignore the things that they're told to do, then that means they're not Christians also. They think that by, you know, moving a pencil or something, that that makes them look really smart or godly and astute, but they don't pay any attention to what they're told. And so, you know, it's so easy to judge. The Bible says that we're supposed to judge with His Word who the people of the Lord are and who the people of the Lord are not. In the 11th chapter of the book of Revelations, it tells us to put the ones, you measure them up with the Word of God, and if they don't measure up, put them outside the church, where the Gentiles are, the lost people, the dogs. God calls people that don't listen to the Word dogs. And that's the Bible. Put them out with the Gentiles, and the Gentiles are called dogs. And they're called pigs. Swine, especially people that say they know the Lord and don't do what He says. They're not obedient to God. God's Word that says obey those that have the rule over you because they care for you so. And they want to make sure that they're caring for their own soul, because, you know, there's some people that are in the around that you have to deal with in the gospel field that before I was saved I wouldn't even spit on, because they to me are so low class because they don't listen to the Lord. And they're always fearful because of the fact that they know that they're sinning, or the people that when you look at them, they smile real fast. And the minute that you look away, the smile goes off their face. It says there's such phoniness that they're not in the body of Christ. They think that because they're in the church that you pastor, that they're of the Lord. And some of these people cause so much trouble because they're sinners. Like, for instance, that they'll come and ask, there's always persecutions, and, you know, the authorities, the secular authorities that hate the authorities of the Lord will come and ask all kinds of questions, and they'll try to bring some kind of persecution on the church, like saying you didn't get a permit for this, or you didn't get a permit for that, or you're putting a septic tank in some place, and a swarm of police officers come over. And then one sinner sitting near, they'll ask, who owns this property? And they'll say the wrong thing completely, that it's not the person that they say it's owned by. Like, it's for sure I don't own anything, and I don't want to own anything, because anytime the government thinks I own something, or any time that I did, they just take it away. And they say it's my alter ego, so therefore I just work as a pastor for the church, and they make me take a salary, and I have to pay taxes on the salary that I make. I pay around $6,000 to $8,000 a year taxes, and I've already sent my taxes in. This is the month of March, 2006. And my taxes were paid well before they had to be. But I don't own any property at all, whatsoever. People are trying to make it look like any church that I go to preach in, that the property belongs to me. And because of the fact that I'm in there, people that are at the church, if they said that I own the property, they're lying to you, because I don't own anything. The property is owned by different other entities, different churches. I preach at different churches. I could go to different churches that you know very well if they asked me to come and preach, and they would say, yes, I own that church, when in reality I don't. The government even tried to make it look, they kept insisting that I owned Alamo Car Rental Company. And I kept telling them, no, I don't. They said, yes, you do. And I says, I'm telling you, I don't. I'm not a liar. I'm in the ministry. I'm a gospel preacher, a teacher, an evangelist, a pastor. Well, we know for sure that you own Alamo Car Rental. And I said, well, then go ahead and take it, okay? And then see if I own it. Well, they're still operating. I'm telling you, before God, I don't own that. They thought I owned Alamo truck stops. And I told them, no, I don't own that either. They think I'm worth $1 billion. But I don't have anything. Nothing is in my name. I'm forced to take a salary, and I pay around $6,000 or $7,000 a year taxes to the Internal Revenue Service. The Bible tells that a person is of the Lord should never have to pay taxes at all. But because of the fact that the Lord says, give them their tax money, I do it. And they say, you have to take a salary so we can get our tax money. That's all they have in this world. But I just wanted to get some of these things straight today, because you know, you could keep learning the millionth lesson of how to have God's life living in you, but if you don't let Him live in you, if you just think everything is just a speech or some kind of a message that doesn't need to be adhered to, well, then it wouldn't make any difference. If you heard 100 million messages, all you do is just forget any of the actual duties that you have to do during the day, and you wouldn't know anything about the structure of the church and who really owns the property and what company really owns the property, and who the people are that are the actual elders of the church. I am, so to speak, and because this is the way it has to be, I'm just hired in as a pastor, and they have to pay me. Otherwise, they say I'm evading taxes. And so the money that I do make, I just put right back into a ministry anyway, with the exception of the money that has to go to the government. Then there's they're constantly coming upon our property to act as though we're some sort of criminals, when we know that the administration is the biggest criminals on the face of this earth. They make up a story about some foreign country that they're doing this and that. And then, because of the fact that they say we don't have any weapons of mass destruction, you are the people, America is the one that has the weapons of mass destruction, they go and start bombing them and killing innocent women, men, women, and children. What a horrible administration. Then they come in and say, you're putting in an illegal septic tank. You have to go to prison because you're putting in an illegal septic tank. When in reality, they were over here today wanting to know where this septic tank is. And before the Lord, there is no septic tank being put in. They just, and they put police officers, and they tell them, Christians, little Christian kids, get your hands out of your pocket. We want to see your hands at all time. And where is Tony Alamo? He's like a ghost and all this. This is like Nazi, worse than Nazi Germany. Worse than Nazi Germany. Because Nazi Germany was destroyed. That was a dress rehearsal. Now they know all the mistakes that they made. And now they're actually moving in for the kill. But I want to warn all of them that the Lord is coming in for the kill too. The Lord is going to pour out his plagues on you like you can't believe. And there's like hundreds of tornadoes right now in the last few days that leveled a lot of Michigan and Missouri and places like that. And God is going to do things to some of you people. I believe, you know, if these terrorists, these amateur terrorists, don't bring about ground zero in Los Angeles, God will. And if he doesn't do it, if they don't do it in New York, God will do it. Or if he doesn't do it in Windham, Montana, Billings, Montana, or Casper, Wyoming, or wherever you live, San Francisco, Florida, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, wherever you're at, God knows you, and he knows what you're doing, and he knows that if you're allowing God's life to live in you, and if you're not, then you're not any of his. And if you hear these messages and say you're a Christian and keep being a stumble bum every day of your life, every day of my life, Satan is so strong today that even people that call themselves Christians and have heard thousands of messages, it takes me between 2 or 3 hours during the day to all day long to sometimes a week to straighten up the evil that they do and don't care anything about every morning. Then when you tell them about it, they say, oh, I was so stupid. No, you just didn't have God's life living you. That's worse than stupid. Okay, but whatever the Lord is going to, I want the Lord to give me the message today of what it is that he wants me to say. We have some letters, but let's go up to the throne now and ask the Lord to anoint outwardly this message through him, through me. All right, Lord, we have to be broken. Just like an egg must be broken in order to be scrambled, fried, or whatever. It could be boiled, but it has to, in order for it to benefit it, we have to crack it open. And in order for us to benefit the Lord, we have to be cracked open. And we can't be whole. God cannot use any whole person. The whole people are the ones that are self-righteous, that believe that they don't need God's life living in them. They just self-righteous, hypocrites, or religious people. But Lord, we are considered, as the Apostle Paul said, the scum, the scourge of the earth. And that we are looked down upon. And the religious people want people to look up to them. We want God to look down and smile upon us. We don't care anything about those things that the religious people think about and live for, the admiration of people. Lord, I want you to admire the true people of the Lord. I know you do. There's no need for me to pray such a prayer as that. It would be offensive for me to. But Lord, I ask that you pour out your outward anointing on us today. We know that you live within us, that there's no way that I could bring a message if it were me. It has to be you, and therefore I had to be broken. I had to be smashed. I have to have a breach in me where you could enter in and then flow out of. You flow into me and you flow out of me. You cascade from your throne in heaven upon me and in me and through me. And I ask that you do fill my mouth today with your words. You always say the right thing, Father. Your instructions are impeccable. And it's you who knows who it is out there that's listening today. And Lord, I pray that you give them the exact message they need that's going to give them the strength to continue on another day. You know, the ones that are near salvation, I pray, Lord, that your words through me will give them the right stuff, the right words that will cause their souls to repent. Because there's no way that we can come to salvation. Like Brother Buster, he continuously moves along and does the same things every day that he vowed to you that he would do, so that it would be a joy for me to be a pastor over him. And he does everything that he can to make it a joy for me to be his spiritual guide through your Spirit, Lord. I thank and praise you for him, Lord, because he's such a help in the ministry. And I pray, Lord, that you'll cause the rest of them in this church and the church throughout the entire world, because this is a very large church. And we're in about you're in about 200 countries with these messages, Lord. And we ask that you save souls today, the right amount, and that the church is lifted up higher, strengthened, given the energy, spiritual energy, to continue another day. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now where's the first letter from?
From Uganda, Africa. Dear Pastor, it's with great joy that I greet you. I want to extend my greetings to you in the majestic name of Jesus Christ. I am the pastor of the above-mentioned church, a Ugandan by nationality.
Yeah, that's me. I'm just a pastor. I don't own anything. You want to know why I don't own anything? Because this world is not the kingdom that I want to live in. I'm looking for the real estate just on the other side, in the kingdom of heaven. I own a place up there. The place that is my the kingdom that I'm going to be living in, the streets are made out of gold. He just says I'm a pastor, not an owner of anything. Jesus didn't own any real estate, and I don't either. And I'm proud of it, okay? So all you gold diggers or people that are looking to make something off of me, you're barking up the wrong tree. Go somewhere else. But if you want the kingdom of heaven, I know how to tell you how to get there. All right, and then what else?
I am 38 years old and married with 5 children. I have been called by God to teach prophetically the uncompromised Word of God with simplicity and understanding. It's essential that we join together with like-minded partners who share the dynamic vision in order to multiply. I give glory and honor to God for your powerful ministry, for publishing world newsletters and Christian literature so that people are brought into the fellowship of Christ around the world. I have read and enjoyed your book, The Messiah. Indeed, it is a tool and weapon which we must give to our Christians so that they can grow strong in their faith in this world of tremendous spiritual and moral confusion. I want to extend to you that through your newsletters I have been able to win souls for the Lord more than before. In light of the above, I am requesting you to come to my aid by sending me the below soul-winning tools: 50 copies of World Newsletters, 20 copies of the Messiah Book for church leaders, and Holy Bibles. Most of the Christians have no Bibles, and they are in need, while some can afford only the New Testament. I would be happy if you can send me Bibles, complete, so that we can distribute to those who are in desperate need. We shall be very grateful when this letter meets your consideration. I undertake to distribute any scriptures supplied prayerfully to the needy Christians. I pray for your family and ministry each day, 7 days a week. In the Lord's service, Joseph from Uganda, Africa.
Praise the Lord. We're going to send you everything that you ask for, brother, and when you start running low on all these materials, send for more, and we'll send them to you. Where's the next letter from, please?
From Manhattan, New York.
Let's hear what they say. Manhattan, that's right there, the center of everything in New York. Then what?
Dear Pastor Lomo, may God's grace and wisdom shower you to continue fighting this good fight of faith with Jesus Christ living and working in you, leading many sons to glory. The Lord is using you in a mighty way to save some from the fire, and thousands of souls depend on God's holy ministry through you. I pray that God's will be done and that soon Jesus returns to destroy all the works of darkness that are ruining mankind. The Bible says, quote, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God, unquote, Philippians 1, chapter 1, verse 11. The Bible also says, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account, unquote, Philippians chapter 4, verse 17. May God continue fulfilling this scripture so that much fruit, saved souls, abounds to the accounts of the saints. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, for an helmet, the hope of salvation, unquote. Quote, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as also ye do. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 6 and 8 through 11. These are the last days, and the return of the Lord is at hand. So let us be strong and continue this good fight of faith, because this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen?
Amen.
Even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Quote, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it, unquote. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24. Your labor in the Lord is one of the most important wake-up calls. Get right with God, turn away from wickedness in history.
That's right, that's what I preach. And what?
And I pray that more laborers be added daily. I also request literature and a medium-sized t-shirt and a large sweater, and I thank you for it before I receive it. The Bible says, brethren, pray for us, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 25. Would to God every true Christian church prayed as a group of prayer warriors in the Spirit, with groans that cannot be uttered, and lifted their voice unto God. How much good would be done. God continue blessing you, and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all as well as every other Christ-honored, born-of-the-Spirit Christian. Amen. Nicholas from Manhattan, New York.
All right. You know, it doesn't make any difference how many countries these letters come from. They all sound about the same, don't they? Because there's a kindred spirit in the true born-again Christians. And if the letter comes from Turkey or one of the Hispanic countries or Israel, United States, Africa, India, Ivory Coast, the Dublin, or Ireland, or Germany, England, they all sound, we can tell there's a kindred spirit there, and all the letters sound like they're just coming from the same spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, now where's the next one from?
From Ghana, Africa.
Okay, let me hear it.
Dear Pastor Olamo, greetings of peace be to you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May God physically and spiritually bless you and your ministry abundantly. I am writing this letter with peace and joy, because through your powerful message from God, which is entitled, God Taught Me the Secret of Spiritual Defense, I am born again, and I have given my heart to Christ Jesus. I have also fully taken the Word of God as my armor and my weapon to stand against the wiles of the devil.
That makes me happy. That doesn't make me sad or feel like weeping. Why should anybody weep over a letter like this? Amen?
Amen.
This makes me very happy that somebody's strong. Okay? You'd have to be a devil to weep over a letter like this. Then what?
I got this world newsletter of yours from a friend of mine. Since then, my life has definitely changed. I have started sharing the Word of God with my friends and my church members.
Well, that's the right thing to do. Then what else?
And in fact, wonderful things have been happening since I started sharing the Word of God with my friends.
Of course, they're going to get saved, filled with the Spirit. Then what?
I am therefore pleading with you to send me the following 6 books. The Messiah, Weight, Dry Bones, Salt, Signs of the Times, and Satan's Secret Agents, with your taped messages and praise songs, to share with my friends who are saved and unsaved, to come to the light of the Lord. I hope they will all build me up to work for the Lord and also to grow in Christ. I am also much interested to receive your world newsletters for distribution. Please, you can send me more as you wish. I will also distribute it to continue the work of the Lord. I hope with God it is not impossible for you to send me the booklets.
No, it's not impossible at all. We do that to anybody that asks. That's what we're all about. Just don't worry about, don't sweat the small stuff. That's the smallest thing we do, is to get this literature out to everybody. But you need to just get out there and distribute it. And that's the same thing with the people in my church. We need to get out and distribute it every day, and that's what we do. We're on the streets right now in New York City, Los Angeles, and we have distributors all over the country and all over the world that are out on the streets right now with the literature, and that's what we love. And that's what the Lord loves. Okay, then what?
Till I hear from you, may our Lord and Savior continue to bless and anoint you.
He will.
Your brother in Christ, Victor, from Afrim Plains, Ghana, Africa.
Praise the Lord, Victor. God bless you, brother. Amen. Okay, well, let's get started now with part 30 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. Do you have that Don Sweat letter?
Yes.
Okay, we have another letter here that I'd like to hear, have read, because there was a place called, or a bunch of people called the Cult Awareness Network. What they do is they go from one church to another, on fire churches, people that really serve the Lord, and they kidnap them. And then they take their Bibles away from them and then starve them and make them, they try to make them renounce the Lord, to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. And the judges and the administration, and which are led by the Vatican, just love to do stuff like that. And they were immune. You know, the kidnapping a person is the same as the little Lindbergh law. But I'd like to warn some of you churches that have not gone through as much fire as we have over here. I'd like to warn you on how to handle this thing. Now, I don't believe in the Scientology church at all. But they, even though, with a lot of their doctrine, but some of the things that they do, I do stand for, because they stand for the U.S. Constitution. They believe that there should be the freedom of religion. And, you know, like if there's Jews out there saying things, I just want to convert them. I don't want to hurt them or grab them and take them into some motel someplace and take their Bibles away from them and try to force the New Testament down their throat and starve them and even beat them or Buddhists or anybody else. This is of the devil, and that's what this Cult Awareness Network does. It's a government organization, And they try to make it look like it's not a government organization, but they're endorsed completely by the government. Well, the Scientology Church went after them because they got one of their people, and they broke them because one of the judges, thank God, I think it was up in Denver, condemned their work and put, I think they put some of those people in prison. This Cult Awareness Network actually have killed people, and they rape people. They take a girl and kidnap them, underage girl, and they will take them into some apartment someplace. And Ted Patrick, he's a black man that used to be truck driver, went to work for Ronald Reagan in Sacramento when he was governor, and he acted as a snitch. He would go down into Watts when there was it was boiling down there with all kinds of different problems, and he would come and tell Ronald Reagan what was going on down there so that Reagan would be kind of braced or know what it was going to need for him to be able to combat any evil that would be going on down there. Well, Reagan said, Ronald Reagan sent Herb Ellingsworth over to our church to commend us for cleaning up Los Angeles of drugs and people stealing from stores and everything, because we'd won so many thousands of people to the Lord. And so Herb Ellingswood says that we are the ones that actually, Sue and I were the ones that stopped Los Angeles from being burnt down. But then for this, they start rewarding us by throwing us in jails and in prisons and everything. And then finally the blacks did start burning Los Angeles down. So if people are not that bright, the Bible says so, that they're dead in their sins and trespasses, and that the dead don't know anything. They just go by what they hear on this ungodly, satanically run news media, which is the voice of the Antichrist today. The Antichrist is the Roman cult, and the government is the enforcing agents. Now, because I'm pulling the lid off of them so much, now they're sending police all over our properties to try to find out where I am. And I'm all downtown every day and up around the churches and places. It depends on what area I'm in. But they got guns, and they told the kids to take their hands out of their pockets. We want to see. And they know full well that we don't have any guns or ammo or knives. We don't have any even pen knives over here or even toy guns. That would just give this evil government the right to just shoot and kill a bunch of children like they did at Waco. Okay, but at any rate, we have files on this Cult Awareness Network. And this woman that was involved with it, what's her name again?
Margaret Singer.
Margaret Singer. The government put her in charge of this network, or she's one of the ones that was in charge of it. And Mr. Georgiades, he's an attorney from Pittsburgh, he was with them, and Ted Patrick, who was the black guy that was working for, he raped a bunch of women also. He especially liked to rape white women and that were Christians. He'd take their Bibles away and stamp on the Bible. And his son was had believed in this real bad supposed to be church. It was called the Children of God, and they were blowing, these people from the Children of God were blowing smoke in our face, in the people of our church's faces while they were out witnessing and saying, God loves you, brother. It was marijuana smoke, and you can do anything you want, you can have free sex and everything. And what they do is they allow, the government sponsors these kind of people to make it look like all true Christian churches are like one of them, and we're not like them at all. That's like saying all the people on the streets, be, you know, because some of them go to a restaurant, that all of them want to go to the same restaurant. That just isn't so. I will not eat at a sushi bar. I hate sushi. Okay, I can't even stand to look at it. right? So, but anyway, this Margot Singer used to be a barmaid at some beer joint in some little hick town in Arizona, and she's supposed to be the spokesman for the Cult Awareness Network to make you know who the cult is. Well, let me tell you, she's the cult. But anyway, here, Brother Don Sweat, I told him to dig some of our files out and write a letter to explain what it's all about. Now, go ahead and read that.
All you anti-Alamo people on this fact net, false net, message board are nothing more than duped members of the infamous Margaret Singer cult. You pitiful dupes are probably not aware that the late Margaret Singer, the founder of this FactNet message board, worked for the CIA, and that FactNet was established as a CIA front for their continuing mind control experiments.
Yeah, but what it was before this, as I said, she was a topless barmaid in this beer joint. Okay, then what?
And to use to malign and attack anyone that tries to expose them. You can continue to be deceived cultists used by these mind-manipulating scumbags, or you can wise up before it's too late. The late Margaret Singer, with her fellow CIA cohorts, began conducting the government's notorious MK Ultra mind control experiments in the 1950s. They used LSD, experimental drugs, and mind control techniques on unsuspecting individuals in an effort to create zombies that would carry out their orders and commands without resistance. These are the same people that founded this FactNet message board, and they have been described as the, quote, chief advocates of mind control in America today, unquote. They cover up their true nature and illicit activities, as stated by an auditor of illegal CIA mind control activities.
Now, you know, the entire law enforcement in the country is, like, under this mind control. The police, many of the sheriffs, not all the sheriffs, and a lot of the marshals, almost all the marshals, are under this mind control bit. They just really admire Rome. But I heard a bunch of marshals talking, so I'm not going to take my wife with me anymore to New York for United Nations Watch, because these they use a foul name describing these Vaticanites. They come over there and they come up and pinch my wife and put their arm around her and try to make out with her. And they're immune. We can't even do anything to them, because if we did, we'd go to the electric chair, they go to the gas chamber, and they'd put us to sleep with one of those needles. So they're immune, and they're disgusting looking little creatures. And they just think that they can park their cars in the middle of the street in New York, and the cops over there can't ticket them. They're immune. These are all these international, one-world, Nazi, Vaticanite, Antichrist people. You can't touch them because they're above the law, just like former President Clinton and President Bush. And so they can get away with all millions of murders, but if you try to put a septic tank in, which we don't, they just make up stories. We're not trying to put in a septic tank. We've been on these properties here for around 37 years now, and we've had the septic tanks there all this time. We have no need to get a new septic tank. If we didn't have septic tank and leaching fields over here, they wouldn't have been able to take showers or go to the bathroom or wash dishes or anything. And so they know that we have septic tanks and that we're not building any new ones. But we're helpless when we hear supposedly our president giving away all the different ports, selling them to Arabs, which the Arabs and the Muslims say they kill whitey. Kill whitey. And then they're saying, oh, they're not dangerous. Get some books by Farrakhan, the head of this Muslim movement, and see. He says we have to kill all white people. Now, this is the kind of people that they're wanting to sell our ports to. They could send these briefcase atomic bombs in there, and they go without notice. And a bunch of their terrorists would take them to different parts of different cities and maybe set off half a dozen to maybe three, four, five dozen of them at one time and blow everybody off the map. Now, we Christians, if they do that to us, we're going right into heaven. But you people that don't know the Lord, your souls will go right into hell and the lake of fire. So try to keep that in mind, all right? Because the Bible says that there would be these things going on earth in the last days. Now, go ahead and continue.
As stated by an auditor of illegal CIA mind control activities, quote, precautions must be taken not only to protect operations from exposure to enemy forces.
Yeah, in other words, the enemy forces are those that believe in the Bible and believe in trying to convert people, but not kill them like they do, or torture them, or send them into prison on false charges. Then what?
But also to conceal these activities from the American public in general.
All right, they're trying to conceal them, and I'm breaking the seals on them and telling you, and of course you're going to think it's far-fetched, or that it's not really important, or that it doesn't have anything to do with you. Well, you know, you're being touched by this bunch of maniacs every day. You're scared to go to work. You're scared to go to sleep. You're nervous. You hear a cat outside and you think it's a burglar. There could be a raccoon crawling up a tree and you go out of your mind because you think it's the commies or somebody. Okay? But, so you're being touched, all right. You're being affected. You're frightened out of your wits. I'm not. Okay? If you're not frightened out of your wits, why don't you come out here on this radio broadcast with me and tell them the way you feel, okay? Then what else?
Quote, the knowledge that the agency is engaging in unethical and illicit activities would have serious repercussions in political and diplomatic circles, unquote.
Well, by why all this is being done, our illustrious former president is having oral sex with one of his secretaries because he thinks he's at peace because he knows he's got the Vatican and the Vatican troops and all the brainwashed law enforcement on his side, plus he has naval aircraft flying over anywhere that he goes. He must know that he's evil, or else why would he need so much protection? Amen? So much defense. But so he's at ease, and he's calling one secretary in after another to do to satisfy his quote soul, so to speak, unquote. All right, then what?
The CIA also used Singer and her associates to create the American Family
Foundation. Of course they have Mrs. Singer, a topless barmaid. I'm sure she went bottomless for them as well. Okay, then what?
The CIA also used Singer and her associates to create the American Family Foundation as the, quote, central thought police organization of the intelligence network,
right,
unquote.
See, they're the ones that are raping all these innocent little Christian girls because they know it. Otherwise, they would never be able to induce one of these Christian girls to have sexual relationships with them. So what they do is kidnap them, take their Bibles away because they want to know that they've corrupted somebody that had been washed in the blood of Jesus and filled with the Spirit. And it's an extra kick for them to be able to have sex with somebody like that. Even if they do it against their will, they say, I had sex with a Christian girl. My, 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 aren't they a wonderful bunch of reprobates? She's tired of having sex with a bunch of beer joint guys in there, you know, out of their minds, to give her an extra $10 or something, whatever she went for. So they want to have somebody that's clean, somebody they can corrupt. That's what Satan's job is, to corrupt the whole world. And I ask you a question, has he gotten you yet? Has he corrupted you yet? What corruption? Read the Bible and see what corruption is, what sin is, and then see if you're involved. All right, then what?
They falsely pose as, quote, mental health experts, unquote, in order to deceive the simple, However, their pseudoscientific theories of coercive persuasion have
That wouldn't apply to you, though, out there. You couldn't be determined to be simple, could you? You're wise, right? No, you're not wise. You are simple, okay? Because you don't know these things. And you back up this administration, the entire scene, and you backing them up means that you're against true Christianity. You're all for taking God out of schools, the Bible out of schools, the Word of God out of schools, and the name God out of courtrooms, and Christ out of Christmas. And you're all for putting these dirty, filthy scumbags away that put in, that are not really putting in septic tanks, but they accuse them of putting in septic tanks. You really want to put away a pastor such as myself for tax evasion when I didn't commit tax evasion at all. But they sent me to prison for 6 years for that. I got out in 4 years for good behavior and a half year in a halfway house for the gospel, because I'm preaching the gospel. I'm letting you people know the difference between good and evil, the Lord and scumbags, and Satan. Okay, then what?
However, their pseudoscientific theories of coercive persuasion have been debunked by their peers and their illegal activities of drug abuse, rape, kidnapping, assault, abuse, and hate mongering.
Now, if you're going to have God's life living in you, you have to reject all these things that these people and this government and the Vatican believes in. You have to reject all that. Are you rejecting that, or are you going along with it? Okay? Because there's no point in me preaching to you about having God's life living in you if you go along with this kind of stuff, this kind of evil. Okay, go ahead, keep going.
Their illegal activities of drug abuse, rape, kidnapping, assault, abuse, and hate mongering.
And even murder. They murdered a couple of people. Then what?
Have been exposed through the courts and their own criminal convictions. They also created the Diabolical Cult Awareness Network, Wellspring, FactNet, and many other anti-Christian organizations, all staffed by Singer and other CIA operatives, to continue their mind control experiments and do the government's dirty work of attacking people and churches that expose them.
Well, now, Miss Singer is dead now. God took her life. She's just too evil, and I believe Ted Patrick, he took him too, as well. So, a lot of Christians can breathe a little easier now because of that. Amen?
Amen.
They know that we were telling the truth now. They're in hell and in the lake of fire. Okay, that's where they're at right now. You'll find out that I'm telling you the truth when you get on the other side. Then what?
Now you have become one of their mind-controlled zombie cult members, doing the government's dirty work of maligning and attacking Pastor Lummo because of his strong stand for the gospel and his many exposés of their evil deeds. This FactNet message board has made sure that you are kept under their control by utilizing an array of Antichrist government-funded, quote, mental health geeks, unquote, to conveniently assist you in your thought processes.
Okay, well, how much more is left?
About half a page.
Oh, well, you better hurry up with it, because I want to get a little bit into this, how to have God's life living in you. Hurry up.
Some of their cult lieutenants, like Susie Grew, have been deprogrammed by mind-altering drugs and mind-control techniques at their Wellspring compound and reprogrammed into their demented Antichrist mindset and now offered to you as your, quote, mentor, unquote, and ringleader. FactNet has also conveniently provided a CIA moderator skilled in their mind-control techniques to censor any posts to this board that expose their evil deeds and objectives. FactNet falsely purports to expound truth, but has a disclaimer policy posted on their website that circumvents all truth. I need no disclaimer, because there is ample proof to the truth that I present. Pastor Lummo teaches God's word, which offers you freedom of choice.
Well, the ample proof, I can tell you, the Christian, the Scientology Church got a hold of all Cult Awareness Network's files. And if you want to know about them, call the main headquarters of the Scientology Church, they now run Cult Awareness Network. And if you call them and ask them about Tony Alamo, they'll say he's a real good church. Okay? They don't say that they... But what they do is they don't really care what religion you belong to, but they believe in the freedom of religion. Scientology Church actually, as far as I know, just has a system how to file things real neat and everything like that. They don't care. They're not anti-God, anti-Christ, or anything as far as I know. I really haven't studied their religion that much. But their attorneys are now our attorneys. And their tax people are now my tax people, and they won this against this cult. They won this lawsuit against them, and now they are sitting in a very good position to tell you the truth of different churches and to tell you the evils of the cult awareness, the old Cult Awareness Network. They are the new Cult Awareness Network. They'll tell you that I'm no cult, okay? Okay, then what?
Pastor Alamo teaches God's Word, which offers you freedom of choice, freedom of mind, freedom from sin, and eternal life, whereas Satan and his Antichrist regime can only lead you into bondage and destruction of your mind, body, and soul.
Okay, well, now the rest of it is probably talking about me, so I'll just get right into the part 30 of how to have God's life living in you. Now remember, the things that you're hearing, you have to apply to your life, or otherwise his life will not be living in you. And if his life is not living in you, you cannot go to heaven. And there's only one other place that you can go, and that's hell in the lake of fire. Okay, go ahead.
In the second Sabbath, the lesson that the Lord is teaching is that the Lord Jesus does not care for anything but his withered members.
Right, so you have to rest assured to be Sabbath in that that's all he cares about is his the members that are going to be members and the ones that are falling away or that there's some problem with them. And he wants to solve the problem. If you have faith of a grain of mustard seed, you're healed, you're saved, and your withered member, whatever it is, or members, are healed. And if you're falling away, he'll, if you just concentrate on the Lord, you will not fall away. Then what?
Jesus does not care for anything but his withered members, members that are withered up and falling away, his fallen sheep.
Right, and if you're of the Lord, if you're one of his members, you care about the withered members in the church as well. You don't sell the church down the drain like people that don't concentrate on what who owns property and who doesn't own property. Like Sanford White, he just told a bunch of people that I own things, and this guy is just I can't believe that he did that, because everybody knows who owns the properties, and it's owned by the church, and it's not the church, he said. All right, then what else?
It is very meaningful to know this. Christianity today cares for regulation. They do not care for Christ, the head, or that he's their everything. Everything they have comes from him. They don't care about that. Christians today care for their formalities, doctrines, rules, and regulations. They don't care for the withered members of the body.
Right, they're just, you know, more interested in who's on night watch and who's going to do this kind of a ride and who's going to do that, rather than just doing it. Amen?
Amen.
Of course we have to have night watch and day watch, and of course we have to take people to school. Of course we have to bring the lunch to the church or to the cafeterias. Of course all this, but just do it. Don't be concerned about who's going to do it. Just do it, okay? If you want to eat and if you want your children to go to school, then what?
So if everything is Christ and everyone in the body is Christ and we are Christ, then we're all members of the body of Christ.
And in other words, if we are Christ, that means if we belong to Christ. Okay, then what?
If we don't care about them, then you don't care for the sheep.
And you don't have God's life living in you. Then what?
And the Lord told Peter when he was about ready to ascend up into the kingdom of heaven.
When Christ was about ready to ascend up into the kingdom of heaven, then what?
He asked the apostle Peter three times, "Do you love me?" He said, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." He says, then feed my sheep.
Yeah, feed them the word, feed them food, clothing, give them everything. I see my time is up again. Sad that this is just a one-hour show. I'm going to try to get a TV network. I think they run about $100,000 a month. If one of you people out there that love the Lord and would love to hear me talking about Jesus all day long, why don't you sponsor us? You know, we'll go right and we'll have our own TV network and we'll get you on there and give your testimonies as well. But alas, we only have 1 hour, and so we'd like to be on TV. But now we're going to give you 4 ways on how you can receive a copy of this tape. This is tape 132. This is part number 30, but it's tape or CD number 132. So if you'd like to have a copy of it, here's 4 ways that you can receive it. First way is to go ahead and really hurry.
Okay,
now.
Go to the website, alamoministries.com, or write at Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax area code 479-782-7406.
All right, so now, to have God's life living, you must say, you must call upon the Lord, and He will hear you, and He'll answer you, and He'll show you great and mighty things. He'll change you and make you a new creature. So to begin having God's life living, you call out to Him right now with this prayer. Just repeat after me to the Lord. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that He died on the cross and shed His precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former sins. I open up the door of my heart and I invite You into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that You shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because Your word says so. Your word says You'll turn no one away. All that call upon the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know You've heard me, and I know You've answered me, and I know that I'm saved. Now just raise your hands and thank and praise the Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Praise You, Jesus. Thank You, Father. Glory to God. Give Him all the glory and be so happy now that you're saved and have God's life living in you. And study the Word now so that the life of God can continue being in you and working in you and through you. All right, and so until tomorrow, we're going to be doing part 31 of how to have God's life living in you. And there's sometimes things come up, and we have to, you know, I have to do that. But it's all part of God's life living in you and you allowing God to live out His life in you. Until tomorrow, part 31. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.